Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word.
Benjamin goes to Egypt. When the food was used up, Jacob's family began to get hungry once more. Nothing would grow. They needed to go back to buy more food, but they could not buy any unless Benjamin went with them. Finally, Jacob agreed for Benjamin to go along. "Take some gifts," said Jacob. "A little ointment, honey, spices, and nuts. Take twice as much money. Take the money found in your sacks. Take also your brother. Now go, and God give you mercy when you see the man." Joseph was working at the headquarters when the brothers came. He noticed Benjamin. He spoke to the steward of his house. "Take these men to my house. Make ready a feast, for at noon the men shall eat with me." The brothers were most frightened. They did not know why they were being taken to the ruler's house. They still had no idea Joseph was their brother. "It must have something to do with the money in our sacks," they said. They even tried to give the money to the steward. "Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Your God gave you money in your sacks." "I had your money," said the steward. Then he brought Simeon to them. How glad they were to see Simeon. At noon, Joseph came home. The brothers gave him their presents and bowed respectfully. Joseph spoke kindly to them. "Is your father well? Is he alive?" They bowed again and answered, "He is alive and in good health." Then Joseph looked at Benjamin. "Is this your youngest brother?" Joseph said. Joseph wanted to throw his arms around Benjamin. At once Joseph had to go to his room. He cried again, but did not want the brothers to see him. After washing his face, he came out for lunch. The servants had three tables ready, one for Joseph, one for other Egyptians, and one for the brothers. The brothers were surprised when they were seated by their age, from the oldest to the youngest. The ruler sent five times as much food to Benjamin. Perhaps Joseph wanted to see if the brothers were jealous of Benjamin, but they were not. They all had a good time. The brothers had never seen a house or a ruler like this before.
The message.